As a matter of fact, now that we're in here in this safe spot, and it's so wonderful that we found it, that I knew it. What if we just have like a small training session, a sparring session, to see if we can, I don't know, like gain some experience from it.
So with the top of my hammer, I'm just gonna go bam. I'm just gonna give him a good old hit in the nose there if I can. But this will not be a called shot. It'll just be a normal. But actually, you know what? I'm gonna make this a reckless attack. So I'll get his damage. There, yeah. I go, tell him to go to sleep, elf. And then I get a unnat 20.
That hits. Roll damage.
Okay. 2 damage.
plus your strength modifier. Plus your strength modifier.
I know. It was a 1+1. I only have like a 13 for my strength. My guy's not very... He's very constitution's as high as stat.
Still alive.
2 damage.
So I'm just like... Bah!
All right,
if your constitution's your highest stat, then you should just like ram everyone with your body. Like
it'll be strength. Edrahel, you're still up after the 2 points?
I still have 3 hit points left.
So he brings his warhammer up, and you're not able to stop yourself in time, and you just run chest first into his warhammer, and it kind of knocks the wind out of you. So make a constitution saving throw.
Let's see. That's a 10.
That's a what?
10.
A 10? For a moment, you have the wind knocked out of you. You almost were stunned by that attack, just the combination of the factors, the low health, and running straight into the warhammer on top of his swing. But right as you feel like just that brain fog start to take over, you shake it off, and you're able to continue in the fight. You are not stunned for a round. Your turn, Edrahel. And Cyrell, one last intelligence check for Will for me.
Does he learn anything from this endeavor?
Please. Goodness gracious.
Natural 20?
3. I literally roll 3s and 4s every single time.
Yeah. At this point, Will has not really gained anything from the combat. He's kind of chuckled at some of the comments from the rest of the party. He also recognizes that he's been in several fights with you guys and has learned things from some of those fights. And what he's seeing right now is nothing like any of those fights and seems more silly than anything else. And he's not really paying attention anymore.
Cyril says to the group, especially to Eldekar, if any one of these fools drops, just let him sleep it off for the night.
All right, Edrahel, your turn.
Oh man, what am I gonna do? You keep just hitting. I've received 3 hits from your warhammer already.
And your attacks will have had advantage against me. Not like your grapples, but your attack rolls will, because I did my reckless attack. So
fine, I roll. I can't do that. I'm not gonna do that.
Here is what I'll say to you once again. If you can get a nat 20, you can knock me out with one sucker punch.
I run towards you and I tackle you.
All right. Okay. I will resist that tackle.
All right. Contested athletics check. Deja vu.
11.
9.
Okay. I just kind of block him.
Yeah. Edrahel, you go for a spear and you just kind of try and like get him like right here with your shoulder and knock him down. But he kind of braces himself between his elbows and his hammer and everything. You manage to slam into him, and Nebuchadnezzar, he does knock you back like about a foot, but you had planted yourself pretty well, and you're able to resist it. Edrahel, you're not prone.
He's prone.
He was trying to tackle you, and he failed. So, yes, he is prone.
So I kind of like – and then my elbow drop.
All right.
wrestling.
Do you raise your eyebrow when you do?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and I just bang.
Nebuchadnezzar just comes out with the people's elbow, and make an attack roll with advantage because he's prone.
But it, okay, I got a nat 20.
All right. Are you proficient with unarmed strikes?
I'm proficient in simple and martial weapons, so like all that. So maybe not unarmed exactly, but I am proficient at everything else, but heavy armor. So
okay, I'll right now I'll rule that that's going to be different, and then okay. I'll look at unarmed strikes before our next session. So for now, just roll a d4. A 1 or a 2 is 1 point. A 3 or 4 is 2 points, and double the result.
Okay, I got a 4. So
that's 2 times 2 is 4. So that is just enough to win the battle. He has 3 hit points left. Do you hold back just enough to leave him with 1 hit point, or are you knocking him unconscious?
Knock him unconscious.
Okay, I'm not going to go.
Worst group ever. Will Packer
did it. I just as I'm in midair, I just like lock eyes with Elicar, and he just like nods at me, and I'm just like not at him. And just get him down. And then as I land, I just kind of rest on him with like, you know, my elbow, like kind of like resting on. And then I just kind of wink at everybody.
Oh, I haven't had this kind of entertainment in 4 weeks.
Only 4 weeks.
He apparently had this entertainment right before he entered the Mercury.
Yeah, right before you left.
Real quick, it was not clear for me from your description. Do you actually drop him to 0?
He is knocked out, yes.
Okay. Well, then he needs to be healed. Otherwise, he's going to start making death saves.
Oh, God.
Nobody can stabilize him. I just
don't. Yeah.
Hey, Edrael, go ahead and make a death saving throw. 6 seconds have passed. It's your turn.
Oh, my goodness.
I run up to Edrael, and I – well, first, because Nebuchadnezzar's on top of him, I slap Nebuchadnezzar across the face, and then I said, get off of him!
Nebuchadnezzar, you take 1 point of slap damage.
Oh my gosh. How much like pry damage do I take on that one?
Probably 4 or 5 points.
Oh my
I do
gosh.
A medicine check on...
All right. Real quick, Edrahel, what did you roll on your death save?
I was hoping that I wasn't going to have to...
She dies right here. Oh God.
He can't. Even a natural one is only 2 fails.
13.
13, so that's 13. 1 success. Haley, go ahead and make a medicine check.
13.
All right, that succeeds. So you stabilize Edrahel. He's at 0 hit points, but he is stabilized. You do still have, I believe, 1 Ethelis salve. You had 3. So giving it to Edrahel.
Cyril's just shaking his head.
Nope.
He'll be awake after the long rest.
Yep.
He will not get a long rest. Because he's unconscious. He'll be asleep for the next 24 hours. He won't wake up until tomorrow night.
Okay.
It's the exact same way that you guys started the session today. It's someone who is unconscious for the next 24 hours.
Is it our last one?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you can always hunt for more.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you guys can always be looking for herbs and stuff.
You can give it to me to give to him.
Okay. Go ahead and give it to him. Haley, roll a d4 and add 1.
Sorrel does not approve of what has happened.
Sorrel goes into a dissertation with Will about how both these guys are idiots.
I told you 4. Good idea to go through the door.
Okay. Edrahel, you see that same blackness and this massive wall of gray cloud, and it starts to come towards you. You hear this rushing sound. And as the cloud starts to wash over you, at first you see sort of the cloud start to part a little bit. And you see this bright light starting to form in the center of your vision. And then all of a sudden you have your eyes shot open as you feel breath coming into your lungs. You see the wooden canopy above you and the flicker of the campfire light. You see there Haley standing there humming a little tune while putting some salve on one of your many broken bone areas.
So I'm gonna go up to him. I'm gonna extend my hand. And I go, it was a good fight. So I'm gonna pull him up, and I'm gonna raise his hand up, and then I'm gonna go, and our team name is Chad.
I already got one.
What do you mean? You got what? What got? You got what? Like
you took too long.
Listen, we go into the town. They're like, "Who are you?" We go, "Chad," and then they're like, "Oh," and we're like, and they're like, "Oh," and then, you know.
I mean, I'm not gonna use that name.
Nope, not using it either.
You can use that name if you want, but I'm not gonna use that name.
Oh, what name do you got then? That's so special, huh?
I didn't say it was anything special, but it's better than Chad. I was thinking something along the lines of like champion of light or traveler of light or something, since we're fighting against the darkness. Come on, Nebuchadnezzar, you want to fight against the darkness, right?
Yeah, I think I do. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Okay, do we want to be champions of Chad's?
Chad's of the champion.
Chad could be short for champion.
Oh, it's spelled the same way. All right, yeah. I'm down with the champions of light. Short Chad, okay. When you abbreviate it.
Sure, compromise.
And then I will sit next to my elven friend with a new sense of camaraderie. And that will be all I do for the night.
Nice.
That was wonderful. I put my loot away.
It always happens at some point, the party fighting each other. At least this time it was with care. Yeah. Right where you almost killed them.
Brotherly love.
Right. Does anyone else have anything they would like to do or say before they take the long rest?
So I was like, nope, we're done.
He's got it.
I got nothing.
All right. You guys bed down for the night. You do gain the full benefits of a long rest. Finally, for the first time in a week, anyone who has any exhaustion, you remove 1 point of exhaustion. So if you have one, you have zero. Nebuchadnezzar, you had two. Now you only have one, which is great. You also get all of your health back. So everyone is at full health. Anyone who has expended hit die, if you spent 2 hit die and you don't have any, you currently have 1 back. You regain half of your hit die rounded up every long rest. So if you don't have any, you now have 1. If you had 1, you now have your 2nd 1 back. And of course, if you have any other class specific things that are once per long rest or whatever, like Nebuchadnezzar, you have all of your rages back. Haley, you have your inspiration. Anyone else who has per long rest, you still have. So that being said, you wake up the next morning. The fire is slowly dwindling down. It's basically just embers. The room itself is a little smoky. The ventilation isn't perfect, but nothing bad. You don't wake up, you know, with watery, burning eyes or anything or coughing. You can smell the smell of the fire a little bit stronger than you did when you would camp outside of the Mirkwood. Even though it's morning, there's really no light aside from the campfire, and you guys prepare to set out for your final day in the journey, hopefully by the end of the day, arriving at the ruins that you heard about almost now, nearly 2 weeks ago. And that is where we will end today's session.
Yay.
Good job.
Very cool. All right, guys, debriefing time after that riveting, exciting adventure we had with Chad and Edrahel. You guys are crazy. So, first question, what is something cool that someone else did?
I thought it was cool that, I mean, this wasn't like a major moment, but I thought it was cool when Edrahel was searching for the herbs for the healing salve, and he took Alagos with him to sort of increase that bond, that friendship that is there, and like he's being very intentional about that.
That's cool.
It's going to help him in the long run.
I like Haley's story. Start telling us about Bilbo and about the song that we cannot repeat.
The song we cannot repeat.
Cool.
Bilbo inspired Haley to go adventuring.
Although I thought Chad and Edgar Hill were absolutely ridiculous, I thought they played their characters very well.
Yes. Agreed. Agreed. It made sense in character. Yep.
Also, I have to give it to to Joel with the people's elbow. Thank you for that inspiration, Rock.
I think this is the most nat ones and nat 20s that we've had in one
thing. I rolled a lot of nat
ones.
Every time when you try to grab me, I roll a nat one. I was like, man, I cannot escape the grapples.
Disadvantage is rough.
Thank you, Eldekar. Also, when Eldekar was rolling for the the salves and all the stuff.
Whatever.
Well. Yeah.
That was clutch right there.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep. I'm excited for you guys to continue looking at that kind of thing. I feel like sometimes in normal, like D&D, a lot of focus isn't on that kind of stuff, and survival tends to be one of those skills that's rarely used, kind of like animal handling, unless you're spending a lot of time in the wilderness and trying not to get lost and to hunt. But in this game, you know, a lot of your healing, especially without having a scholar in your party, is going to come from herbs and potentially a few items you might find eventually. But I like that there's a lot of different herbs, you know, ones that give you lucky or ones that can heal you or give you your hit dice back. So those are going to be really valuable for you guys. So I'm glad that we were able to kind of introduce some of them to you and have you guys keeping an eye out for that stuff moving forward. Mm-hmm.
That's good. Haley, I like hearing a little bit of Dallas' reason for traveling. That was nice.
Yeah, that was a good conversation you and Chad had. It's good to get a little background, so that was great. I was going to say, Haley, I like the name of the group. Good job. I'm glad you named us and not other characters.
yeah, Gabe.
I was trying to think of something that wasn't so generic, but I think it fits with like the realm of light and shadow and everything like that.
And Christina, I'm loving Dala, just like the glimpses of like when you're like, I'm a strong, independent woman. Like, yeah. I like Dala. She's cool.
That was the top three moment of the session for me.
Finally, John, good job. I felt like there was a lot of curveballs thrown at you at the last.
A little bit.
Good job nailing that.
I'm happy we finally made it to the heart of Mirkwood.
Yay.
Yeah.
The journey's almost
over. I thought for sure you guys were going to get to the ruin in today's session, but you ended up fighting, which is fine.
You could say that we ruined the travel.
I like how you did everything you could to like accelerate getting there sooner and then in real life slowed it down.
Right?
I think good. That means we have something to look forward to. You guys are going to
I liked what Cyrell did with Will, where he's trying to teach Will a life lesson. It just was not working. You know, it's like there are times when like you just want to teach somebody and they just don't get it.
Oh, don't worry, Will learned a few things tonight.
Will learned how to wet Willie, a like dwarf. He also learned what a Dutch.
Noogie.
Will learned how not to fight.
Yeah, I'm gonna grapple him.
I'm gonna grapple him.
Got me if he would have been able to overcome like constant like if like, he would squeeze like my neck, I probably would have had to roll like a con save, and I probably would have.
It would be oh awesome. Man, the fight's almost over. I'm gonna grapple him.
I thought it was going to give me an advantage to be able to bring him down, to put him in a log, in a bind, whatever. But no, every single time he would...
To be fair, you failed the armbar once and never tried again.
Fair enough.
Oh, man. I want to learn more about Eldekar's and Brian's character, but I like how Eldekar was like low-key, like cheering the fight on. You gonna hurt each other? Anyway. All right, moving on to question number two. What was the challenge for your character or for you?
Teaching Will was definitely a challenge. And it did not depend on me. Oh, that was hard. And trying to fight Chad with no weapons to try to not harm him in any way. That was kind of challenging because it would have been just like, okay, grab the arrows and just like keep a safe distance and do it like that. But the goal was not to, my goal was not to hurt him. So.
Chad had a way different goal.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah. So I think the challenge that my guy felt was trying to connect him with the party, but specifically Dala. I mean, now that they've been here for 2 weeks, my guy started to get used to the crowd again. So trying to, you know, before he didn't really care about the backstories, whatever. But now he's starting to say, hey, I'm gonna be with these people for a while, so might as well start to get to know him. So I think that's kind of like trying to figure out the party dynamics and where he fits in.
Kind of agree with Joel's last point of trying to fit in. I feel like Eldekar is still trying to learn how he fits in and kind of get to know everyone in the group, which is part of the reason why he hasn't said the big thing about his character yet.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Teaser.
I mean, since the fight happened, I didn't.
I know I keep saying, like, I wish I had inspiration back. I'm thankful I was able to still do the campfire story because I felt a little helpful. But I'm happy that I have inspiration again. And we didn't really get into too much trouble in this session. So I didn't need to use it when I didn't have it. But I definitely would have preferred to use it in that troll fight we had a while back. But and then also, I kind of feel like it's my fault that Nebuchadnezzar drank the sal because I didn't have a cookie for him.
Oh, that's not your fault. Like,
it is your fault. It's not just joking.
That is not your fault.
I'm like, dude, we only have so many rations.
Food.
You now have 3 days of rations left, by the way.
We got to hunt.
Don't we have someone assigned to the hunter role? Is that a role?
It was me and Dollar the Hunters, but we're not been doing any roles for it. So we need to be doing some roles for it.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts on that? Challenges? I think it was a challenge for Cyrell because he doesn't mind sparring, but especially when Nebuchadnezzar got involved. He knew it probably was not going to be the best experience. So that's when I think he sat back down. So
I take that as a compliment.
You take that however you want to. No. I think Tyrell respects Nebuchadnezzar as a fighter. I think he just thinks he's a little unhinged. So that's why he's
just
always like,
a small we'll stay bit away. Will. Just a very little bit unhinged. Not much, just a little bit.
All right, and then last question. What is something that we can apply to real life from today's session? I'm a little scared to ask this question.
Probably the importance of rest because we, you know, we had the option to just, like, push ahead. And we pushed ahead a little bit, but, like, we took the short rest, and then we got to a point where we were able to take a long rest and just relax. And it kind of also not, you know, healed us but gave us a little bit of a chance to sort of fellowship a little bit as a party instead of just always be like we got to keep moving because I think we really benefited from this
Yeah, you can improve relationships from unexpected circumstances.
Good.
So like the Alagus thing with Edrahel, and just now it seems that I got some points with Nebuchadnezzar from this fight also. So.
And also when we were talking about kind of like our backstory, and like, oh, so why did you decide to go on this journey? And I think it's not having fear of change and wanting to go through, you know, whatever trials or obstacles and coming out as a stronger person. So, you know, not really being scared to take a risk. And, you know, we're going to have some challenges that we're going to have to face, but, you know, getting out and even being stronger than you were when you first came in, I think that's definitely something you could apply to life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say probably for me, kind of what Hannah was saying about prioritizing rest, you know, taking it when you can get it, recognizing when you have that moment to just rest, that those are really, really important moments, and they don't always come along with wonderful regularity. And so when they do come along, to take advantage of it and make sure that you're prepared, right? You know, we always make the joke that even God rested on the seventh day. You know, he didn't do everything 7 days straight. It's important for us to continue to be effective and to continue to do the things that we're supposed to do. We have to take care of ourselves. You know, like for me, one of the things that motivates me for my, like my weight loss journey and getting healthy and stuff is recognizing that there are things that God has called me to do. And if I die 20 years early, because I'm not taking care of myself, I'm not honoring God's plan for my life either. And so, we have to take care of ourselves so that, we can do what we're supposed to do. Fight evil.
Yeah. So I think for sometimes me, like, each other. What?
And sometimes each other.
And sometimes each other. Sometimes well, each other. I think what I've seen is like, you know, even in the midst of dark times when you're in the middle of like, you know, doing something very serious, you can still have fun.
Yeah.
You know, we look at our heroes and they're literally in the belly of the beast in a sense. Like they're in this really dark place, but we can still crack up and still, and you know, even though it's mostly serious, there can be lighthearted moments. And I think in our walk of faith, I know we strive to maintain purity. We strive to be faithful to God. We strive to get the work done. And sometimes it can be very work-based, very draining. So just a reminder that you are allowed to have fun. You are allowed to, you know, relax in the middle of that too. So it goes into rest, but also it goes into just joy as well.
Joy comes in the morning.
Very well said, everyone.
All right, Haley, I think that's your new song you're singing. We become a band and we fully derail John's campaign. That is the plan. We like leave behind our swords for plowshares and we become farmers and a band.
Hey, I don't railroad, so you guys, you know, do whatever you want. Just remember at some point you still have to leave the Mirkwood, so I got you for at least another week and a half.
Okay. What if we just live in the Mirkwood?
All right, guys.
How do you plan on living? It just depends.
And Gabe Safeson.
And Gabe Safeson, we'd never have to leave.
No. John's like, no. On that leave note. Us, Derek. On that note. I think those are great lessons about what everyone said. That was awesome. So, yeah, thanks so much for sharing, guys. And appreciate it. Cool session.
Thank you, everyone, for playing. Thank you for watching, and we will see you next time. Next episode. Through the realm of light and shadow.
Bye. Leave that like and subscribe.
We'll love you. Just kidding. We already do. Bye.